As part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 vision, we say good morning to Matt Oliver. Matt, thanks for calling this morning.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah, as we get a chance to talk to you a couple times a month, we've started reopening some things, and it's still a good time to be aware of your mental health, whether you're back to work or not, right?
That's right, definitely. I think there's still continued stress, and I think people are happy to see some reopenings and to see shops and businesses reopening a bit more, and makes us feel like there's a little more normalcy, but we still know that there's a lot of stress, and there's been a lot of things that have not really been fully addressed when we've been hunkered down during COVID. Last call dealt with some methamphetamine issues. We know that relapses have been up, and that actually overdoses have been a rising concern as well. And so, you know, while that may not necessarily affect everybody in the community, definitely there's certain vulnerable groups that we're concerned about. But even the general population, I think, is still dealing with a lot of uncertainty and some stress. And so taking care of mental health and coping and treating each other well are always good priorities.
You know, I never thought about the relapsing going up because, I mean, you're in, you don't have anything to do, or maybe you don't have other things to do to keep your mind preoccupied, especially if you're in the same situation. It might be hard to make those right decisions.
Yeah, I think that coupled with the stress of, you know, unemployment has definitely increased. Mm-hmm. There's been more challenges with, you know, knowing whether or not you'd be able to afford housing or basic kinds of needs. And then also I think, you know, people that have been working in their recovery may have had less support in terms mm-hmm. of, you know, less drug testing, for example. It's been more challenging if you're not opening up your offices, or if medical centers have been down, or even some probation departments have had to make adjustments with mm-hmm. how frequently they're seeing people in person. And so I think COVID has affected the typical kind of accountability and visibility, coupled with the stresses. It definitely has made it more challenging for people that are working on the recovery to stay fully in recovery. It that way.
Matt, it seems like we are having more and more issues brought up about mental health. Was that a little bit of a surprise for you guys or not?
I don't think so. I mean, I think, you know, most healthcare organizations and treatment facilities have seen decreased volumes in terms of actual services delivered because people have hunkered down. But we know the need has not gone away. We've seen, service volumes steadily increase, which is good because people are getting the care that they need. But we know that the need is still there. We've also done a good level effort to make sure that we've adopted best practice strategies for, you know, virtual services. And, you know, now we have been reopening clinics. But making sure that people are able to come into the clinic safely. That's coming back in limited capacity, making sure the lobbies are spaced in a way that people aren't too close to each other, and making sure people have masks and hand sanitizer to keep their hands clean. So we're taking reasonable precautions, make sure it's a safe environment so people can come back and get the care that they need.
Is there any one or two pieces of advice that you would give people to try and get their I hate to use the word sanity, but I will in this case, get their sanity back?
I think some of the things that we've got to do is just make sure we're attentive to schedules and attentive to meaningful kind of activity. I think perspective is always a helpful thing to keep, but sometimes a challenge to keep. And so if we're thinking about, you know, how are we doing relative to where we were, being grateful for the successes that we've been able to accomplish. I think people have figured out a lot as they've gone through the past couple of months. Making sure that we're taking time for gratitude and reflection help us, I think, keep our balance so we're not getting too worked up. It's kind of a tumultuous time. I mean, even if we're dealing with the stresses of COVID, there's still a lot of other stressors going on in the community right now. And so taking time for friends, for family, taking time for yourself, getting a little exercise, making sure you get just decent sleep, all make a difference in terms of our just general well-being.
All right, Matt, anything else we need to know for the weekend? We certainly appreciate your time this morning.
You know, I just basically encourage people to keep their hands clean, you know, keep their distance, but make sure that they're living life with a bit of balance. So we'll get through these stressors. COVID, you know, is just going to be with us, and I think people are adapting pretty well. But in the meantime, we're able to provide treatment for behavioral health needs. There's always a 24/7 crisis number available, and we're here to serve the community.
Matt, we appreciate your insight. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Matt Oliver is part of the WILO in Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision.